yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Hello, radio friends, and welcome to another exciting installment of Hours of Pun. I am your host, Ryan. This episode is the Lower Hour. More on that in a second, but first I would just like to say this will probably be our final program here on Hours of Pun. Having not completed any of the 5 requisite volunteer hours that I was required to this semester, and considering how much I am obviously reaching for thematic ideas, I highly doubt that I will be invited back. However, I do believe that it's been an incredibly fun run here on Hours of Pun and here on the WMFO airwaves in Medford, and I sincerely hope that you've enjoyed it as well. I would not want to continue producing this show and reaching for rhymes such as Nower, Bower, and I believe recently we've done the Flower Hour Part 2, the Flower Hour. So, with that being said, what is the Lower Hour? Well, Lower is, of course, a 18th century British pronunciation of lower, and it corresponds to us lowering our standards a little bit, because what has Hours of Pun been about all these weeks? All of these 13 weeks that we've been in production, we have been about asking our listeners to slightly lower their expectations, or lower their expectations, to fit in with what we can emergency prepare the night before each program is set to go on the air. So, with that being said, I really hope that after this show is over, our listeners take a good hard thought about what this show has been, and maybe what's to come after it, and maybe we have lowered our standards, but you do not have to, and you can feel free to steal this idea and make something in the same vein that is not terrible. With that being said, today we're going to be playing some very interesting covers in which the new artist took lowered standards, or perhaps themselves lowered the standards of the song that they were covering. I'll allow you to be the judge, and with that, I believe that I have monologued long enough. So, with all of that in mind, please enjoy the Lower Hour, our final show on Hours of Pun. Just kidding, there was an advertisement, but we would not be lowering our standards so much if I could consistently play music without those, now would we? Alright, now we're gonna get into it, hopefully. We'll see. I look forward to the adventure.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the things might have been.
And Tina Turner with Proud Mary, followed by Bjork with It's Oh So Quiet. And normally on Hours of Pun, this is where I would interject with some cheerful anecdote about how, I don't know, medieval century Europeans lowered their standards in some way. But in this case, I was actually able to find enough music to fill the full hour because I did not have to connive random and arbitrary relations with the theme. I was simply able to play a bunch of covers and Google good cover songs. So all of these songs we hear today will be covers by various artists of various degrees of renown. And the covers will also themselves be, hopefully, varying degrees of well-known. So, here's one that is slightly less known, by an artist, Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, which I believe is also relatively less known. But wait until the chorus, I believe many people will recognize this song.
Situations tolerable, baby, you're Thank you.
Hello, Ryan again. If you're just joining us, this is Hours of Pun, the Lower Hour. We are drastically lowering our standards for what constitutes a cohesive radio program. I just wanted to jump back in to let you know what songs we just played. Specifically, they were Handle With Care, covered by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, followed by I Will Always Love You, covered by Whitney Houston, and Set Fire to the Rain, covered by Josh Heinrichs and produced by Stick Figure. I wanted to give a brief editorial of the past few songs, just to say that it really shows how diverse covers can be. They can change the genre of the song, they can stay in the same vein as the song, yet provide it a more indie feel. Or in the case of Whitney Houston's iconic classic, they can far usurp the original power of the song and bring it in a new direction that will become more iconic than it was to begin with. With all that in mind, I do have a large amount of music to get through, so I will let you get back to it and apologize for the intrusion. Here is the cover of an electric song, which is not quite as an electric song. I thoroughly enjoyed it when I first played through it, and I hope you will enjoy it as well when you first hear it on these radio airwaves. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Hours of Pun. Enjoy.
Raise the bar and our cups to well. She said not on the first night, I ask at 12. DC, they put her on me, so I'm feeling myself like I've lost my keys. Peace.
Just want to interject again, and I'm sorry to do it after only two songs. I just want to say two things. The first being, I believe that that was the audio from a music video and not a live version, but I got to watch some very enjoyable moving pictures. So, just another example of how we're lowering our standards here on Hours of Pun. This next song is a good example, speaking of examples, of when an artist covers their own song for certain reasons. In this case, it was covered by the original artist's Girls' Generation to both translate it into English and to allow a chance for Snoop Dogg to be featured on the track. Enjoy.
You don't have to pretend that you didn't notice me. Every look will make it hard to breathe.
First of all, most of y'all love to play, get involved, baby boo, congratulations, girls, girls, generation, innovating, shaking and baking, beat the basin, times are wasting, walk, walk, slow with it, I'ma get it, give it up, break it down, take your time, tone it down, dogs back, back around, don't you love that doggy sound? I bake the cake like, now make it shake like, girl you bad, everything I never had. I'm going out, why you showing out? Last of all, get involved, go ahead.
As soon as I step on a scene, I know that they'll be watching me, watching me. I'ma be the hottest in this party.
Emergency. from your sleep. The drying of your tears today. We escape. We escape.
Social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the US, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Now, the number of people waiting for kidneys is 76,060, and that is as of, I believe, 2008. So, I'm guessing it has only gone up because I'm guessing that these PSAs we read on the radio have not really done much to change those statistics. Now, I am very sad we're almost at the end of our time here on Hours of Pun. I have about 4 more minutes that I expect to be on the radio producing my own show. probably for the remainder of my lifetime. So we're going to go off on a high note, but before that, I thought we would just read off some of the artists that we've played. It's been a while since we've done that, so it's going to be a few of them. Daughter with Get Lucky, Mark Ronson featuring Amy Winehouse with Valerie, followed by Girls' Generation featuring Snoop Dogg with The Boys, The Killers, Mr. Brightside, but that was a Jacques Ducant Thin White Duke remix of the song. Then we had Easy Star All-Stars with Exit Music for a Film featuring Sugar Minot. And now coming up here for our final song on Hours of Pun, it is only appropriate. Here is They Might Be Giants covering Chumbawamba. I hope you enjoy it. It is a live version, so there will be some interesting things at the beginning. Just ignore them. They'll add some talwa.
It's hard to know how to do it. I mean, part of it is like the idea of doing something in this space seemed very specific. So it was like, this seemed like a good idea. You know?
Yeah. We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
He takes a cider drink.
He sings a song that reminds him of the good time.
He sings a song that reminds him of the good time.
He takes a lager drink.
He takes a lager drink.